Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday, December the 9th. Little bit of snow last night. Not too much, though, up here in the north of Germany. We're about to go for the day where it's early in the morning. We're about to go to Hamburg and do some shopping there, some Christmas shopping. Yeah, but the one thing I wanted to talk about just briefly is something I came across on tested.com. Tested.com is a network by or with Adam Savage of Mythbusters fame. And he did a tour and he had an observation regarding photography. And I want to play this to you and later let's discuss this.
I have been waiting to bring something up with you guys just to get a little more data.
Uh-oh.
No, this is a cool observation. I've been touring with a stage show around the country since 2012 with many different versions of different stage shows. But for the most part, similar size audiences, between 2,000 and 3,000 people. Every night I do meet and greets. It used to be for 50 people. Now it's for over 100 people every night. And the meet and greet is one of my favorite parts of the evening. The interaction with fans is great. We take photos with everybody. And as you can imagine, pretty much for the entire time since 2012, the primary photo machine is this. It's everybody's phone. Yeah. You know, there is the odd NES controller or whatever game boy actually has a camera built into it and the odd shoe and whatever. And DSLRs, DSLRs maybe showed up once per meet and greet. You know, one geeky guy who had to take his DSLR out. And, like, I totally respect that. I'm that guy. But on this tour, for the first – and this wasn't on the spring tour with Michael Stevens. But on this tour, I'm here to tell you 30% of – the cameras in every meet and greet are actual digital cameras, not phones.
Like point and shoots or DSLRs?
Point and shoots, little point and shoots, Polaroids, DSLRs, the whole gamut. One third of the cameras taking photos at meet and greets now are real cameras. And I have no explanation for it.
Well, one of my daughter's friends has like a little, it's like that pocket snap Polaroid that makes the little wallet size Polaroids, and like she takes that everywhere. She's super into it, and like to her, a photo that you can have a thing out of immediately after is super, super fascinating. And the kids get a huge kick out of it. They're like, "This is the coolest thing in the world. I don't have to have mom's phone to see this."
Yeah, it's totally amazing to me. It feels like I'm witnessing the ground level of some interesting cultural moment, and I don't know whether it's that everyone's sliding back towards analog. The fact is that of a standard kind of mid-level point and shoot, this camera is as good. So I don't know what, I mean, maybe people are holding on to older phones for longer and the photo quality of those is annoying them. So they're investing $150 in a little point and shoot.
I mean, it could be that they want 4K video and the phones aren't super great at that yet. Maybe, I don't know. That's really interesting.
Question, are they using flash or no flash?
That depends. Every meet and greet is, we're always at the mercy of the venue and what the place they have to take photos. For the most part, it's bright enough. So it's not that they're specifically bringing a flash to the equation.
Or low light, or looking for a DSLR with low light capabilities. Huh. I wonder if it's a venue type
isn't that
policy.
Fascinating?
Yeah, that is, because it's not an easy thing to bring a big camera.
Oh.
Well, Adam's team probably decides what cameras they can bring in, right?
Yeah, we actually tell people to bring cameras to the meet and greet, but our announcement about the meet and greet requirements has not changed.
That's
fascinating.
That's really interesting. I'm like... So for a while, I carried that NEX R3. I can't remember what it is, but the R5. We had the same mirrorless for a while. Norm had one of them as well. And like I've carried that around off and on for 5 years now, and it's been a fabulous camera. But I guess if I were coming to your show, that would, like, I bring it out for special occasions. So we went to Color Factory. I took the good camera. We went to the Museum of Ice Cream. We went to the zoo for lights or Halloween or whatever. Took the good camera. It's interesting.
I've actually observation. I've just done the opposite switch, where for the past couple of years I've only wanted to carry a DSLR, and recently with the new iPhone 10 and being able to shoot raw photos on that with a third party app, it's been completely satisfactory, and I've been 100%. I don't feel like I'm missing out on the quality of images.
So that was from tested.com, from Still Entitled, the Adam Savage Project, a podcast that they do regularly. And I was wondering, do you have any idea why this is, why there is a 30% change within just half a year without any other factors changed as far as we can tell? I'd love to hear your opinion. Oh, God, it's really early. All right. Yeah, let me hear what you think.